A veteran FBI agent was arrested today on charges of spying for Russia. Earl Edwin Pitts was formally charged this afternoon in the U.S. District Court in Alexandria, Virginia. It's alleged that he sold U.S. secrets to Moscow for more than $200,000, starting as early as July 1987. FBI Director Louis Freeh said today that the agency is still trying to determine how much its security has been compromised. NPR's Chitra Raghavan reports.
The FBI launched an investigation codenamed False Flag 16 months ago, targeting Earl Edwin Pitts. They focused on Pitts partly because a cooperating witness incriminated him, partly because his wife, also an FBI employee, became suspicious and contacted the agency, and partly because of his access to top secret information. An FBI affidavit unsealed in court today alleges that in 1987, Pitts became an agent of the SVRR, the intelligence service of the Russian Federation and direct successor of the KGB. FBI Director Louis Freeh said today that starting in August 1995, Pitts attempted to commit espionage through his contact with people he thought were SVRR agents, but were actually undercover FBI agents participating in the false flag investigation.
It is alleged that Pitts spied for Russian intelligence and later gave classified material to federal agents posing as Russian spies as part of a false flag operation. Pitts was arrested by FBI agents at 8:47 a.m. this morning at the FBI's training academy in Quantico, where he has most recently been assigned.
In January of 1987, Pitts moved from Alexandria, Virginia, to the New York field office, where, among other things, he conducted investigations concerning KGB officials assigned to the Soviet mission of the United Nations. U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District Helen Fahey said that's when Pitts's double life began.
In 1987, an official at the Soviet mission to the United Nations in New York City received a letter believed by the FBI to have been sent by Pitts. Pitts requested a meeting with the official who, at the time, was believed by FBI personnel to be a KGB officer. The official, who is now a cooperating witness in the government's investigation, met with Pitts in the New York City Public Library and turned Pitts over to Alexander Karpov, a high-level official with the KGB and later with the SVRR.
Fahey says Pitts wrote a letter to an undercover FBI agent last week in which he stated he had provided to the Russians everything he knew during that five-year period.
Nothing was sacred to Pitts. He was willing to betray his country, his agency, and his fellow agents. During the false flag operation, Pitts gave the undercover agents posing as SVRR officers sensitive and classified documents relating to the national defense, personal, medical, and family information about fellow FBI special agents who might be vulnerable to recruitment.
Fahey says a search of Pitts' computer showed he was developing an emergency escape plan for himself. Today, Earl Pitts, a slim, quiet man, appeared in court for a preliminary hearing, wearing rumpled work clothes, a blue cotton shirt and khaki pants. He was formally charged with conspiracy to commit espionage and attempted espionage. Both those charges carry a maximum penalty of life in prison or death. But Fahey said Pitts would not be eligible for the death penalty because there's no evidence that anyone died as a result of his actions and because no satellite systems or nuclear weaponry were involved. He'll be back in court Friday. I'm Chitra Raghavan in Washington.